Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Lifestyle Success Podcast, where we explore power conscious living to create priceless advantages for your wellness, your business, and your life. I'm your host, Master Intuitive Medium, Kathleen Miller, and welcome everyone. I know for future listeners, this might be not necessarily accurate then, but for today, we are kicking off a new year with January 2024. We're in episode 102, and this is really, wow, it's been such an incredible month so far, and really very wild energies out there. And definitely in my first 2 weeks of clients, I apologize for podcasting later this month. I had a pretty intense kickoff, but that's kind of, you know, when we don't resist these intense energies that are happening, they're happening on the planet, they're happening in our lives, they're happening with, you know, radical changes around everywhere. You know, it really can be a catalyst for facilitating incredible change, incredible pivots for some people in very, very powerful ways. So, you know, I definitely want to look at really questioning, but also upgrading everything. Like, what is your focus to, what are you wanting to upgrade in your life or your business or your just experience here? And today's question is really, what are you ready to level up? What are you ready to really take to another level in your life or in your work or in your experience here? And so this is something that certainly for me, I have had some interesting things through the end of the year into now. And I am just going to share this because this is pretty wild, but I just came from the chiropractor and I have been dealing with excruciating pain. And I found that my jaw was dislocated. So, and he was able to put it back in. But this was something that is been going on for a little while. And it was wild that, because for me, I really can shift pain so easily. It's very rare that I'm in pain or things are out of balance. So it was just such an wild experience to be in intense pain. And now I know why. And so, you know, and very grateful to have found the support. Thank you so much, Dr. Johnson, there for helping me with that. And but really, why I'm sharing this is the, you know, the pain for sometimes our bodies go in pain and then we go into massive question or massive, you know, seeking. And sometimes it's our business not working. Sometimes it's our life not working. So for me, this was just an unusual kind of several month period of this interesting body stuff coming to the surface that really put me into question of, okay, what else is really required or what am I needing to do? And I am such a research freak and, you know, I can put my lovely OCD to good use in positive ways to be seeking, you know, what alternative, you know, therapies out there, what alternative, like, awareness, like what else can be connected to be not only helping myself and my own body, but for me to then take to my clients and always be a better kind of master facilitator myself. So, you know, really, I want to start with that questioning. And for you, where are you really questioning? Is it something with your health? Is it something with your business? Is it financial? Is it relational? Sometimes it's all over the board. And really being able to, you know, be asking like what could be better? Because more often than not, you know, even in working with very successful, very, you know, healthy clients, there's still this, and I catch myself in it too, where we're still kind of drop into survival mode, or we drop into coping mode, and we drop into these limitations that we don't even realize we're doing. And it really is this opportunity. And I feel like the energy is so powerful in this month that is really like opening up. It's kind of like shining light into like these, all these dark corners that we haven't been able to get into. And so as we use this, and it's not comfortable, guys, this is really, you know, I said that in my, for those of you that get my newsletter, And if you want to get it, you can just subscribe on my site at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com. And I do an energy update every month of, okay, what am I, you know, what elements are really active? What shifts can you be aware of? What support tips, if any, I can kind of, you know, impart there. But really that, you know, I mentioned the star energy really being strong the first half of the month. And what that does is it really kind of brings things in fast, or sort of like stuff shows up out of nowhere. And or seemingly nowhere, it's not. It's just that you're ready for it. So being able to, you know, really let's start there, that questioning everything, what could be better, what area, you know, is it a lifestyle overhaul that you're ready for? Sometimes I, you know, that's something that clients find me and they're like, okay, I'm ready, and where do I begin? So those are all great questions to start with. Another area too is really being constantly adaptive in the business world, and really what trends, like what systems do I need to be aware of? How do they need to fluctuate? How do I, you know, I get these energetic pings of, okay, the user flow on the site, or the way I'm organizing kind of some of the programs. So following energy can really be so incredible to help you stay really fine-tuned for that, you know, more like fine-tuned quality creation energy that really does support way more ease, but also a lot more flow and for every area to really work. So that's really that first piece. And then number two is evaluating to evaluate and really evaluating, you know, most people are doing this towards the end of the year as they're looking at what they want to create in the new year. But really I found, even though I was tinkering with that it just really kind of came into the new year of this evaluation of, okay, what's working, what does need to shift in this. And I think we're kind of always in this kind of flow back and forth of monitoring energies in our body and our lives in different ways, but really evaluating the practical and kind of pragmatic aspects of what's relevant for you right now, and looking at, you know, what if you had to evaluate and you kind of maybe go to one area that kind of lights up that you know you've been maybe ignoring your body, and you know you're not taking care of yourself as much as you could, or what used to work in the past is not really working anymore. I heard that constantly last year from a lot of people. And so this was another one that, you know, that is part of that fine tuning and being able to be in the question, because sometimes we're like, oh, that's the diet that works for me. That's it. I'm done. And that's just it. But then once you're in conclusion, you're not open to something that could be better for you, but also that the body's constantly fluctuating. What I was doing a few months ago, right now I'm doing almost the opposite. And yet that's what the energy is requiring. It's requiring different fuel. It's requiring different supplementation. It's requiring different moving my body in different intervals and different, like I'm doing different, even PT work. So that's me. I'm a unique, you know, a unique one out there. And yet what is it for you? What is it that, for some people, this is also relational too. I'm hearing more and more too of, as you're really developing a consciousness and you're growing and you're really coming up vibrationally, and then you go back to some, you know, friendships or people you haven't seen in a long time, there can be a sense of, wow, they're just in a different place. It's not a superiority thing. You're not better. You're just in a different place. And yet it can be uncomfortable. It can even be very strange. And it can, you know, depending on how you interact with that, it can actually do some interesting things to your energy field too. So really being aware of what relationships maybe need to change or redefine, or again, reevaluate. And then also with our business, that we're really coming in and looking at the direction of our business, you know, where are we going? Like what does the universe, you know, what is the universe trying to bring us? And I find it so funny because I'm always very like, oh, I'm going to go this way and this is going to happen. And then, you know, of course the universe is like, no, it's over here. And we've had it all organized for you all along. So that kind of finding the mid, that dance between what you're wanting to create and how the universe is conspiring with you and right alongside of you. And the more we are kind of aligned with our soul purpose and our soul path, that really becomes increasingly effortless to flow with that. So really looking at, you know, part of this kind of what would you upgrade? If there's one thing this year that you could really kind of take to a new level, you know, where does that go for you? What does that look like? And I know for some people, I work with, you know, quite a few people with autoimmune and, you know, just long-term chronic issues that they're just constantly in maintenance of. And I know how challenging that is. And so really not being defeated with that and like, oh, I'm, you know, this is just what it is. But being able to ask, okay, what is it that really can shift? We are getting into dynamics of energy that are here on the planet, that are here around us, that are allowing these, you know, very dynamic solutions energetically to show up and to be here and to be accessed. So that is not just woo-woo out there stuff, but it's really something that's possible if you're willing to do the work and really, you know, just like this, you're willing to evaluate, to kind of commit to whatever is required to help you kind of align with that and to kind of bring the body into a new space of well-being in, or your relationships into a new space of harmony and collaboration, or, you know, or success, different levels of success. Certainly, you know, this can be everything from kind of low financial ceilings to, you know, trouble kind of getting work out there. And again, all of that is when you go back to those core energetics of, okay, what still needs to be questioned and evaluated and maybe done differently, or what supports are required that need to come in to be able to have that, you know, really be connected in a way that is going to work and kind of create that desired outcome. So really playing with this, really asking for, you know, whatever it is that you're inspired to upgrade this year. And it can be a whole bunch of things. I'm all for, you know, being able to really expand that out into every area. And yet more often than not, when we kind of start going in too many directions and once, we kind of lose sight of all of them too, or we kind of don't do the best quality pursuit. So really, I would encourage you to maybe start with one and get some shift, but then by all means, keep opening it up to what else can be improving. What else can I be adding into the mix to be really, you know, consciously living in a way that I'm aware of what is relevant for me, what is a contributor for me and my well-being and my ease and my success in life. And I'm really minimizing the noise that's out there. I'm minimizing the insanity that is around. And yet it doesn't have to dictate. It doesn't have to be invasive in my life and in my world. And so really, you know, I hope that's helpful for you all today. I know it's something that's really up in my world. I tend to wait until something really kind of lifts for me. And this is just really inspiring and something I'm doing personally right now. So that's why I'm sharing in this way. And I hope that is helpful or inspiring to you. So definitely, you know, coming out of that survival coping and moving into the thriving, that's really, you know, there's so much that is in the collective that is in that contractive energy. So staying expanded, staying in that thriving, that certainly can help. That in and of itself is an upgrade. So if you just focus there, that's a great line to, you know, expand into. So I hope this has been helpful for you. If you do like this podcast, I would love for you to please give me a 5-star review and leave a review if you like. And otherwise, I do want to just quick note. January is an incredible month to be starting the private wellness member plan, if that is something you have an interest in. This is, I only have a few spaces open at the moment, but there is an incredible support that is ongoing accountability. It can go into every area of your life to do energetic clearing, healing, balancing, support, consulting, whatever you're requiring. So more information about that is on the site at intuitivelifestylesuccess.com. Otherwise, guys, you know, I keep it short and sweet and just want to be really contributing just the most dynamic support, inspiration, empowerment that I can for you. And I'm Kathleen Miller. Thank you so much for being here today, and be well, guys.